Welcome to another episode of Fresh from the Hill, Inside Stories of Noteworthy Cornellians. I am Amanda Massa, Associate Director of Young Alumni Programs at Cornell, and I am here with our fourth host. We're doing another series of episodes with another host, and her name is Yasmin Alamedine, class of 2016. And hi, Yasmin. Thank you so much for being here with us today and for doing these episodes.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, it's super exciting. So we are in downtown Toronto at Shopify, where you work. But bringing it back a little bit, tell me about your experience at Cornell, what college you went to, maybe what your favorite class was, and let's start there.
Yeah, so I loved my time at Cornell, seeing as I'm still doing Cornell stuff, makes sense. I was a communication major in CALS, and I loved that major. I focused in technology and media. I was a TA for a bunch of classes too, so I loved the major. And I guess your question was, what was my favorite class? I would say senior year, there was kind of a smaller class about mobile technology. And it was an interesting class with just kind of the seniors of communication. We were all able to do a mini thesis at the end, and it was just a very interesting class.
Awesome. So tell me how you got to Shopify and, you know, kind of what you did after graduation and what led to where you are now and what you're doing now.
Yeah. So after I graduated, I had a job at IBM in Toronto as well. And I was really excited to move back home. I did that for a year. I really learned a lot about the technology industry, decided I really liked the industry, but wanted a little bit more of a smaller company with kind of a more agile, different culture. So applied to different places and then loved Shopify. It's an e-commerce company for those who don't know it. And now I'm at Shopify. It's been 2 years and I work in content development and strategy. I'm a content manager.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool. And so you grew up in Toronto and it seems like you like it here.
Yeah, exactly. When I was younger, I moved to a bunch of different countries. I lived in like Jordan and Lebanon and all these countries and then moved here. So I was here for middle and high school. So I call Toronto home.
Oh, gotcha. So what was it that made you move around so much? Your parents' jobs or?
Exactly. My parents were in consulting jobs, so they jumped around a lot and loved to travel.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty interesting childhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I learned a lot of languages while I moved around. So at Cornell, I minored in languages
and took
a different language every year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I guess rewinding a little bit back to Cornell, what kinds of things did you do extracurricularly on campus? Like, were you a part of any clubs or organizations or anything like that? Outside of the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my biggest, the kind of organization that jumps out to me and the most proud of was Slope Media Group. So I joined as a freshman, wanted to learn about the whole media world, and then worked my way up and then was able to run it at the end. It was just an amazing group of people and I learned so much. And now I apply what I learned being in a media and kind of technology company and now working at Shopify. So I loved Slope Media and it was very defining.
Yeah. And I wonder if that led to you wanting to do a podcast later. Can you tell us a little bit about your podcast that you host?
Yeah, for sure. So I definitely probably relates to my time and how much I enjoyed Slope Media. So I run and host a podcast called Witty Women in Tech Talk to Yaz, which is me. And I basically just share stories of women disrupting and leading in the tech industry because it's largely a male-dominated industry and I wanted to share incredible women doing amazing things. And it's been going on for 2 years now and I've loved doing it.
Awesome. And where can we find your podcast and more information about that?
Yeah, you can find it on wittypodcast.com or on Instagram at wittypodcast.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. And to wrap it up, I'm going to ask a question that you ask all of the guests on your series of Fresh from the Hill. And that's, what was your favorite spot on campus?
Yeah, for sure. So my favorite spot was Olin Library, first floor, like by the windows. And that's kind of the place I would study for 4 years. And I loved it. Loved the view of the art squad and It was a great place. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Yasmin. And I'm really looking forward to your episodes of Fresh from the Hill. And again, you can find Fresh from the Hill Inside Stories of Noteworthy Cornelians on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Please be sure to like, rate, and subscribe. And music for Fresh from the Hill was written, produced, and recorded by Kia Albertson Rogers, class of 2013. And you can contact him at KOA3@cornell.edu. And we will see you next time.